News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Nashville, Justin Pearson was sworn in again to the Tennessee House.
I, state your name,
Justin J. Pearson,
Do solemnly swear, As a member of this, the 113th General Assembly
of the state of Tennessee.
Pearson was one of two black Democrats in the House kicked out by Republican leadership in Tennessee for taking part in a gun control protest. Pearson says he is ready to get back to work.
While we must be in fear that somebody will walk in with an assault weapon, because they're in the hands of ordinary citizens, we've got better solutions to these very challenging and troubling problems.
Justin Jones was also expelled and has returned to the Tennessee House. President Biden says to a degree, he's concerned about the leak of sensitive government documents. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
While visiting Ireland, the president said he does not like that the Pentagon documents leaked in the first place, but
there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of that is of great consequence.
It's the first time he's spoken publicly about the documents that were posted on social media sites, apparently detailing U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine and American intelligence assessments of allies. There are no clear answers as to how many were leaked or by whom.
There's a full-blown investigation going on, as you know, with the intelligence community and the Justice Department, and they're getting close. I don't have an answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump has arrived at the offices of New York's Attorney General for a second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices. More rain is expected in South Florida, in areas already dealing with flooding. Stocks are higher in the early going on Wall Street. This is AP News. Her family says fashion designer Mary Quant has died in England. She was 93. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The one fashion item most associated with Mary Quant is the miniskirt. While there is some question as to whether she invented it, she certainly popularized it, along with tights to wear with them. Young people of the 1960s loved miniskirts because they were shocking.
Dresses are in again, and that, gentleman, means legs. No longer hidden under dirty jeans, says Mary Quant, but exposed once more in the long legs look.
Quant also is credited with introducing hot pants and micro minis. Her London shop featured designs that were simple, fun, and ready to wear. Quant realized the importance of fashion branding and branched into other areas like cosmetics. She was the rare fashion designer of the era to model her own creations. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A tropical cyclone nearing Australia is forecast to be the most powerful storm in 8 years to hit that country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.